Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will have useful living information to make a meaningful life work. So welcome. I'm here with Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of my first book, and collaborator with me on this show. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, really good.
Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen, my dear friend, is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from people's guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. Her first book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, is based on the manifestation workshop of that name she's been facilitating since 1994. The students tell us the Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction successfully. Maureen's next book, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, is a how-to book on understanding and clearing old stuck energies, curses, entities, and integrating lost and immature parts of yourself that get in your way. Ever feel like something is holding you back from fulfilling your plans and dreams? This information gives you clear step-by-step instructions to clear whatever it is holding you back. Her third book, Beyond the Flower of Life, came from her experiences teaching the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years. She's also released a guided version of the Merkaba Meditation that is available as a CD or MP3 download. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. Each week on the show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today, we're talking about programming your Merkaba in the Merkaba meditation. But before we start, we, Maureen and I, invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, you can call in and ask questions. So, Maureen, we're talking about the Merkaba and the Merkaba meditation, and let's recap for our listeners who are not familiar with the Merkaba. What is it, and what is the Merkaba meditation?
Okay. The Merkaba meditation, to put in very secular terms, is like a car or a vehicle that you remember about, kind of like having an old car in the back and a time when time forgot and no one knew how to drive cars. And some stranger comes along and says, hey, you got a car back here. And you go, well, what is that? And they help you dig it out. And somehow through a miracle, you know, everything seems to be working. They teach you how to brew some ethanol or something that you can put in it for fuel. And you get this thing running. And he says to you, now you can really go places. That's like the Merkaba. You learn this meditation, which normally is taught in a workshop of about 20 hours, usually 2.5 days. And I'm one of many facilitators of this work. And then you practice it every day. And the practice takes up about 5 minutes to actually do the meditation. And it changes everything. Everything becomes more amplified in a very positive, productive way. So everything you do then is more likely to succeed, all your intentions are more likely to come true, and so on.
But how is the Merkaba like your light body, like the energy body?
Well, the term light body is synonymous with the word Merkaba, so those words are used interchangeably.
Okay. Are there any specific Aromandala essential oil blends that you would use in working the Merkaba meditation?
Yes, well, the Aromandalas are a set of essential oil blends that were developed by my business partner, Mary Ellen Rayner, and they came through intuitively. It was not something we were even looking to do. Mary Ellen at the time was doing some of what you do now, Billy, and she also had an advanced degree with an emphasis in aromatherapy, and she went on the sacred journey with me, the Mary Magdalene sacred journey, and she was given very specific instructions in the dream time. And she was telling me she didn't know what to do. She was kind of in this quandary. And I said, well, just blend the oils, do what you got. You know, she said, but it breaks all the rules. And I said, obviously, if it's coming through in the dream time, it's important and you need to act on it. So she did, and that was the beginning of Arrow Mandalas. And then one of the early blends that came through loud and clear was the Merkaba Mystique. And when it first came out, we had a little problem with it.
What was the problem?
It turns out that it was really good at helping people get rid of their anger. And we had to find a way to soften it just a little. And then we asked the blend what was going on. It was very curious because I kept checking in. Mary Ellen wanted to change the blend to make it softer. And I went into meditation and I got very clearly, do not change this formula. So then we again put our heads together and I said, Mary Ellen, go into meditation and ask the blend to present itself and then you ask it what you're supposed to do. And so the blend told her what to do, and the blend told us the Merkaba no longer wants to be done with unresolved anger. And this particular blend helps people resolve unexpressed anger, maybe unidentified anger. You don't even have to know what it's about. But it's unexpressed anger, the kind of anger you have when you have a school teacher that's mean to you, a boss that won't let you give your side of the story, a partner that won't listen, and it just kind of sits underneath, seething in you. And this tool helps you clear it. So it clears everything that's on the surface in any given moment. You know, how many times have we heard people say, you know, when you're really upset, you're probably not upset about what you're upset about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just what triggers it at that moment.
Right. And so the undercurrent is I'm kind of cross with the world because only you don't know why you're cross. It's just kind of running in the background. And so what this does is helps clear that background anger, and you don't have to process it. You don't have to think it through. It is a healing tool. It's not for everybody. But if you have a problem with unresolved anger, we recommend that you give this a try. Now, I will also say that if you have a friend or a partner that has unresolved anger, in a sane and quiet moment, tell them about it, but don't sneak it in on them. That's not ethical. We don't want you to do that. We want you to be upfront. And if you have a problem with somebody in your life who's really angry, then maybe they need clearing. And if that's true, you need to talk to us personally about that. We can't fix that here on the radio, but we can work with you one-on-one to deal with that.
Okay. So, again, our listener call number is 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about the Merkaba and the Merkaba meditation. There's been sometimes some talk about how balancing the meditation is in terms of male and female energies. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. The actual meditation is both male and female. It addresses, it begins quite male and it's very structured, and it becomes very female and it's intuitiveness. Field itself creates a space for you to open your heart, and it then balances everything in you, your mental body, your emotional body, your etheric body. It tunes you up so that all of those things are in sync or properly lined up, kind of like a Stargate might have three or four different portals and they all have to line up perfectly, and then the gate opens wide. It's just like that. And that's what the Merkaba does. And then you have the privilege of connecting with your higher self or opening to your divine wisdom at that point, which is remarkable, remarkable.
And that's the point where we might consider putting in some programs into our Merkaba. Can you talk a little bit about what we mean by programming your Merkaba?
Before I do, though, I want to emphasize this business of the male-female aspect of the Merkaba. It is a perfectly balanced tool, and you, as the practitioner of it, you, our listener, as a practitioner of it, choose to move into your heart and to stay there. And the actual practice of the Merkaba is kind of like the movie Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. So when you build the Merkaba, or you're actually remembering it, but you know, when you activate that field in around you, you are literally building the space so that your higher self, your divine self, can move into your space. And that completely balanced space that your higher self has moved into then becomes like the birdhouse that's filled with birds. So now that your higher self is there, your higher self is connected to your divine self in a very, very specific way. So the threshold of things in the reality being separate from you is different. You're actually more in tune with the reality around you, and you're more in tune with things around you. So knowing that, then you can program or direct your higher self to create programs for you that will run automatically, like a computer program would run automatically. And just to be really clear and really simplistic, a program really is computer lingo for a set of steps that get repeated over and over. So you could have a program to turn your coffee maker on at, you know, 6 in the morning so that you wake up to the smell of coffee, for example. That's a program. And there's one really, really, really universal rule about programs.
And we can talk that when we come back from this break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. Adil is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about programming your Merkaba in the Merkaba meditation. You know, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com by clicking on our News You Can Use link and choosing Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. Our listener call-in number is 800-930-2819. If you study the Merkaba meditation, have any questions, wonder about what we're talking about, please give us a call. We'll be glad to bring you in on our conversation. Just before the break, Maureen was going to start talking about programming your Merkaba. So let's get back to that.
Okay, so we were talking about what is it like to program your Merkaba, how do you program, well, we haven't even gotten into the how yet, but I think the most important thing that everyone needs to understand is that the Merkaba, in a way, is like in the movie Fantasia, where the Disney character Mickey Mouse is an apprentice. Oh, no, I saw Fantasia, that's Sorcerer's Apprentice. And maybe that's part of Fantasia.
I think it is.
That segment where, you know, he's taken that broom and he's cut it in half or doubled it and tripled it, and it's carrying all these buckets of water, but now he can't figure out how to stop it. So the Merkaba is like that. It's an advanced tool. It's an advanced tool for a more evolved time. And why do we have it now? It was one of the gifts from the Ascended Masters who were giving us a tool to ensure our success. So, for example, just like grandparents sometimes set up a trust fund for a person, for a young, you know, baby to make sure that they go to college, it kind of ensures that. And then the whole time the child is growing up and during child rearing, he always is reminded, you know, when you go to college, blah, 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 you know, grandma and grandpa have set this up for you. It's, you know, it's all in place. So, what happens then is that child moves towards that expression. And the odds of that child going to college are very high because it's been funded, the things have been set in motion, he's taken the coursework, everything's moved in that direction. So by our having this advanced tool, we're very likely going to make our ascension. We're very likely to succeed. And even other teachers as well are saying the same thing that I'm saying, that we're going to make our ascension. We're going to succeed. So if we're going to succeed, one of the tools that we can be given then is the Merkaba. But it must be used with your higher self in that when you program it, when you give it instructions, you want to make sure that the program or the set of instructions you are giving it are appropriate for you, because a program will run automatically once you set it in motion,
unless you change it, like with Mickey and the enchanted broom that kept getting water even after he didn't want anymore. So we have to remember
right.
to reprogram.
And sometimes we don't realize that something we think is perfectly innocent or appropriate isn't. And so how will we know if the program or the idea that we want to create is permissible? And the answer is, we cannot. This is why I teach people how to connect with their higher self, as well as the learning of the actual Merkaba, so that they can make sure that whatever program they are doing, their higher self looks at it and gives them the go-ahead. Now, you know, sometimes we say, get permission from your higher self. It's a short way to say it, but in truth, your higher self is not giving you permission, because your higher self is not your parent. It's you. It's you that's a version of you that's fully plugged into God. So it's more like, you know, the CFO of your company. And you might call that financial officer and say, look, you know, I need to write a balloon payment to the bank. I'm going to be having lunch with him. I'd like to go ahead and give him that check now. Can we cut that check today? And the financial guy is going to say yes or no. We have the funds or we don't. Now, when that man gives permission to cut the check, is he saying to the CEO or the owner of the company, it's okay to write the check? Yes. Is he giving permission? No. It's the owner's decision. It's simply a matter of, does this subscribe to whatever boundaries we've got? And what people don't realize in 5D, there is no judgment, so you could do anything you wanted. I mean, it could be dangerous, but in a time of you know, ethics and people learning that everything they do that's ethical will come back multiplied and help them.
Let me actually interrupt here. Ladies, I want to go ahead and bring on a caller with a question. It's Kelly from Issaquah. So welcome to the show, Kelly. What's your question for the ladies there?
Well, I have a huge project I've been working on for a very long time about the voice, and I am needing some help, some support from the outside world. It's too big for me right now. I need to know if there's any help coming.
What kind of help are you looking for? Financial, staff?
All of it. Yeah, I'm the idea person, and I've worked in quietness for decades on this project, and it's ready to go on the internet. But I'm just kind of burned out, and I need, you know, like a business partner. And
right.
I'm just tired. It's been 4.5 decades I've worked on this project. So
wow,
it's ready, and it's in service to a great number of people. So I'm ready, but I'm tired.
Got it. So it sounds like you need an agent. Or you need someone who has resources that can help you carry it forward. And,
right.
Let's see. It is forthcoming. And sometime in the next 6 months, that person's going to appear in your life. And what we'll do is we'll send as our gift to you, Kelly, the Dancing in the River CD, if you don't have it already. And
wow.
You'll use that and see all those players coming in. The
oh, my goodness, I'm dancing in the river this weekend.
Well, great. So you can think about what that might mean, and we'll chat off the air or send you an email or something and get that. But, yeah, the resources are coming in. Everything's coming together. It sounds like a fabulous project. You've put your life into it. Now it's time to be on the other side of it and start to see some benefit from it.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. It's been a long, long, long time. I have postponed so many other things because I'm kind of the sole caretaker of this.
Kelly, this is Billy. Sometimes I find it helps to say, write a wish list to the universe and say, universe, I require someone who's great at advertising marketing. This is what I'd like them to do. This is the job description. Send me people who can do advertising and marketing. Send me people who can do web design. Send me people who can do the, you know, whatever it is that you envision that you require. Send out a sort of job description, not out on the internet necessarily, but out to the universe. Tell the universe what you're looking for, what parts they need to play in your project.
Well, I wonder what I'm doing wrong because I have done that. So, and my notebook is full of that. You know, of that list as it gets more and more refined. So
okay, so as you look
wrong.
At your list, look at the tense of your verbs. Because if you, you know, write like I will have or I want to, those are all not present tense. Put them all in present tense. And then the other thing you can do is do a genie manifestation, do we have time? We don't.
No.
We'll chat with you off the air in a little bit. Give us a call in the office,
oh, wow.
Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, Kelly, hang tight. What I'll do is I'll put you on hold, and I'll get your information, and we'll have the girls call you right back. So, ladies, we got to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, next week, Maureen and I will be talking more about what it means to live in a world where there is no more karma. As we draw this show to a close, just a quick reminder, if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it on our website. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain. bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.